Can an actor make an entire career out of playing John Lennon? That's what Ian Hart seems to be doing. He first came to public attention as Lennon in Christopher Munch's film The Hours and the Times. And now he's back in the same role in Ian Softley's debut film, Backbeat. Film critic Stephen Schiff has a review.
Actually, Ian Hart's latest version of John Lennon is the best thing about this movie. If only Lennon had been the main character. But Backbeat is a real oddity. It takes up the early career of the Beatles, the period in 1960 when they were honing their style in the gritty clubs of Hamburg. But instead of focusing on John, Paul, George, and Pete Best, Ringo hadn't joined up yet, the film focuses on John's best friend, Stu Sutcliffe, played here by the American actor Stephen Dorff. Standing still on stage in his sunglasses, Stu was the band's sultry looker, but he really wasn't a musician. His real goal was to be a painter, and it was only John's insistence that made him take up the bass guitar and go through the motions of being the fifth Beatle. Then in Hamburg, lightning struck. A fetching young photographer named Astrid, played by Cheryl Lee, took up the band, and particularly Stu. She fell in love with him and introduced him to the work of Rimbaud and Edith Piaf and to Hamburg's bohemian underground. The movie was based largely on the real-life Astrid's recollections, which means that instead of being about how the Beatles turned their enthusiastic rip-offs of American black music into a rock and roll revolution, it's about the tug-of-war between Astrid and John Lennon for the soul of that hapless pretty boy Stu. Do we believe this movie? Did Astrid really invent the haircut that shook the world? Can we hear Edith Piaf's influence in the Beatles' early ballads? And did Astrid and John really have deep, soulful, late-night discussions like this one?
When your name is in lights and everybody wants to be your friend, when somebody asks you, do you remember Astrid in Hamburg, what will you say?
I'll say she was the girl I always wanted. The girl of me dreams. Like Bridget Bardot with better manners. I might have fallen in love with her, but she fell in love with my best friend. And that was the end of that.
I love him, John. I do.
Yeah. Don't we all?
These goopy exchanges almost sink the movie, but they don't quite succeed because Backbeat manages to be a lot of fun in spite of them. There's lots of raucous stage performance, helped along by an actor named Gary Bakewell, who's an amazing dead ringer for Paul McCartney. And even though the singing voices assembled by soundtrack producer Don Was don't have the penetrating sweetness of the real Lennon and McCartney, director Ian Softley does recreate the combination of boyish rambunctiousness and Liverpudlian cool that made the Beatles so appealing. You can be pretty happy watching this movie, until it starts pulling you back to the artsy troubles of poor old Stu. Stephen Dorff is a reasonably good actor, but Stu's never more than a pawn in a larger game, hence he never moves us. Ian Hart's jumpy, spidery rendition of John Lennon is the thing to see. You could get to like him, even as an ongoing character, let's say in a series of movies like Rocky or Dirty Harry. Or how about Ian Hart in a tuxedo, ordering martinis, shaken and not stirred, while a seductive blonde asks who he is, and he replies, Lennon. John Lennon.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.